From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Jamaican government responds to claims of growing disappointment over the pace of change.
I know that people are impatient about all sorts of things, and some of these things just take a little while.
The adrenaline is flowing for Britain's Caribbean athletes on the eve of the Commonwealth Trials, and
opportunity to serve you, to serve the men and women of the armed forces, and to serve our nation.
General Colin Powell, the son of Jamaicans, set to become America's most powerful military man. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In yesterday's programme, Dr. Trevor Munro, leader of the Marxist Workers' Party of Jamaica, accused the government of failing to deliver on pre-election promises during its first 6 months in office.
The people voted for change. They didn't vote for a total turnover of what Sealo was doing. People recognized that what was good had to be maintained and that the radical approach of the 70s was not on. But people want to see some changes. And my impression is that there is growing disappointment, particularly amongst the workers, the farmers, the unemployed, the middle classes even, that up until now, Michael Manley's government has not fulfilled those areas of promise which it is possible to fulfill in order to keep its mandate with the people.